This is Alan Tudyk speaking, playing Wash.
And I'm Nathan Fillion. Here we are in the infirmary. That was a small little room.
Yes. It had lots of little cool things in it.
The little stools that flipped down from the wall.
Yes.
They made a lot of noise.
And that the thing actually worked. The bed went up and down. And
yeah, they plug it in, and you have little foot pedals there to make it do all sorts of things. They had the stirrups, which you were always playing with.
That thing that Ron is standing, Ron Glass there, playing Shepherd Book.
The glass globe?
The glass globe. That's the that's where the bingo balls went.
Right.
And they blew around, and we picked them, and it'd be like...
I-42.
Yeah. I won a lot of money in that bingo.
There's Sean Marr.
He's the doctor, the sort of a stoic doctor.
Yeah. He was good at being a fish out of water on the ship. He fit in, yet he didn't.
He was always hanging out with his sister. They were really close. I don't know. It's in the future.
We'll talk more about that in the audio commentary of Safe.
Yes. Yeah, there was a lot of together time for that one. So they're basically going over the whole Sean Yu and introducing Sean Yu as this evil, evil mental patient who wrote about torturing men and finding the true nature of a man by torturing him.
Got enough drugs on hand.
Yes, I'd forgotten your moonlighting as a criminal mastermind.
Yes, we did the drug heist. That was Ariel as well. No. So now he's got all the drugs to make his sister not so crazy.
Yeah, there's a real feather in his cap, too, on the ship, I think.
Yeah.
Wonderful spaceship stuff, wonderful planet stuff done by Lonnie and his company.
Yes.
Over at Zoe.
Now,
that's got to hurt. Oh, right in the chest.
Oh, please.
So this Niska, this is the second time Niska's been in Firefly. He was in the second first episode.
Right, not the pilot, but the first episode.
Right, okay. That's
the train job.
The train job.
Played by Michael Fairman.
Sweet old man.
You know what, that's what I like about him.
I don't mean old.
Right, but he's older, gentlemen. Here's what I like about him is he's got that very Geppetto, very gentle kind of Disney face. These little glasses and the accent, everything makes him cute. But he's very, very twisted and really, really evil.
It's a heck of a letter opener.
This fellow on the left is his new henchman, as we disposed of his first right-hand man.
That's right. That's right.
This is exciting news.
Which is good.
Send a team.
He's a big man.
He was very large.
I'm not a very good estimator of weights, but I would say 389 pounds.
It's close.
Thanks.
It's close. Yeah, each thigh was a good 85
Watch
pounds.
Watch this bit. When he puts that knife in, oh, you see some real force behind his shoulder there. That just gets me.
The works of Sean Yu.
Ugh.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stay.
I took me like two or three times hearing the song to get on board with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it. I was hoping for more of a some of my own writings.
The stuff that you wrote.
Some of my stuff that I wrote, which were bluesy. One was like kind of a swing dance kind of thing going on.
Right.
A lot of horns.
You had the polka.
The polka, which was immediately turned down. But yeah, this I mean, you know, the best man won out on the song.
Yeah.
Evidently, he's a singer-songwriter.
Well, I got on board with this pretty quick, especially but this little sequence in the beginning. Yeah. I especially love this shot over the horses. It's really nice. This next part is brought to you by black, the color of night.
Noir.
This scene was an afterthought. They kind of rewrote it.
Really?
I remember coming back to it and filming it during another episode. So, close examination, probably see a different haircut or something like that. I mean,
totally alone. Yeah, you look a little thinner.
This is also where Moraine and I shot our very first scene together. When she first came to Firefly, right up on that level.
Ah. It is a dangerous boat, by the way, as far as you're saying, quit running around. That thing, you could hurt yourself on really easily.
Sure. One of you is going to fall and die, and I'm not cleaning that, all those railings came out. They're always so scared if you're standing by the railings. And then we had those little handholds underneath that we do chin-ups by and flip around and...
That's right.
Get everybody stressed out that we're going to fall.
Well, they did break.
It's true, they did. These two, we couldn't stop them from fighting over food.
Stop me. These really are the genuine article.
You see, apples being a great commodity in space because there's nothing really natural. It's all processed protein.
So how come you always cut your apples?
That would be Gina Torres, my wife. Well,
whenever we get
she played my wife.
You wish.
You know what a Griswold is?
Beautiful Gina Torres.
Yes.
Size of a battery, response to pressure.
So she's going through, this is telling her war stories, why it's called war stories.
More than a week. Completely cut off,
and I'm getting sick of it. As Wash, tired of these stories.
Yelling across insults and jokes and such.
Yeah, I didn't participate in the war, evidently. No orders. So I had hoped I did, but as more stuff came out through the writing, it turned out not so much.
A bunch of apples.
I thought I was in internment camps for the entire war. Like I flew one sortie, I think they're called.
Uh-huh.
I flew one sortie, went down, and was in prison for the rest of the war.
Now, how did you manage in prison?
I entertained the fallen comrades, the troops, with Balinese shadow puppets.
The Kabuki shadow puppets.
Yes, and I lobbied for that throughout, and you'll hear references to shadow puppets a couple of times within the series.
Which they actually wound up using in one of the episodes, I want to say Heart of Gold,
yes.
That never aired, but will be in this box set. You'll be able to see it a little later.
River's starting to go crazy.
Cuckoo. But eliminating the middleman, that for a simple thing. I don't think I knew my lines for this scene. I think I was struggling. 50% of the human race is
middlemen, and they don't take kindly. That's me mad at my wife. You see that with my brow being furrowed?
Yeah, but that's me not caring. Look at a beautiful shot of the ship.
Yes.
Darn, I love that thing. Tell the captain my idea. And I didn't. When I met you, I thought you were just a talented actor. I had no idea you had pilot training.
Yes. You see that? I wasn't even looking as I was landing.
Yeah. On the bridge here, you had the magic three switches up above your right shoulder.
That's right.
You flipped those three switches before you did anything.
That's right. I need to initiate any kind of series of anything. Get them on the comm. You got it. Those three switches. Get us out of here. You got it. Those three switches. God bless them. Yeah, see. Forget the fence, go straight to the source. We had marital problems. And we
know the drugs get. Do you remember at the very beginning, the bridge had, out in front of the council you're sitting in front of there, had the couches?
Yes.
There was like a little lounge out there.
Yes.
And now it's just filled with boxes and places you can't be.
Yeah, I am, I like that. That was a really good touch. I think a producer came down and... You two are old army buddies. One of the many. And I want to point out, that's a really nice Hawaiian shirt there.
Well, you still wear that shirt, don't you?
I wish they would have let me take it with me.
I'm sure you and Mao will take that hill and fortify...
But,
now, here's the thing. This is acting, because you would never stand up to Gina Torres.
Okay, now look, I'm going to point something out. I'm actually as tall as... Am I taller than her?
I don't think so.
Not the way they're shooting it, but I am taller than Gina.
I don't think so.
I do. Look, she is a soldier. I know it looks like I'm shorter than her. I can't explain it. My mom kept calling me every week, why are you so short? As if I could do something about it. She's a soldier. She stands up straight and tall. I'm a slouchy pilot who wears Hawaiian shirts. So I'm going to slouch down a little bit.
Those doors were made of fiberglass. If you weren't touching the rim of the door, the frame of the door... You were the one who told me that.
Yes, by getting a nice big fiberglass splinter in my finger. Here we have the brother and sister in bed.
Summer Glau, I would always read the scripts and see the kind of stuff that she had to say. The disjointed, non sequitur, cuckoo crazy talk, and never think, I was always thinking to myself, what's she going to do with that? I don't understand how that's going to work out. And she'd always pull it off just so wonderfully, and just, I think she created such a beautiful character here.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed this relationship between the two.
Heard with my ears.
I yeah, she had this
I
stuff.
I just sit, stay down, and I work. I function like I'm a girl.
It's like some kind of Beckett play. Totally. It's all absurd. It's all code, speaking in code.
I loved Simon's dedication to his sister. He didn't do much, but when it came down to her, he would do anything. Another thing I really enjoyed about Firefly.
They look like they could be related. The two of them.
They do look that way.
Yep. Definitely my sister.
Definitely his sister.
And book with his Bible. No, that isn't his Bible.
Wish for privacy?
Moonglass has a calming quality.
I see who she's
in any scene he's in. He is, as a character and also as an actor, has a tendency to calm you.
Unless you upset him.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, remember that one time?
Yeah.
Well, he looked respectable.
He moved like a cat. I like how this is where you're meeting the what you think is the counselor.
Right.
Look at that apple. Who eats an apple like that? Nobody. It isn't even easy to eat like that. It's the funniest thing when I saw that. He's such. I think he wanted to eat an apple in every scene. And I think he's done pretty good so far.
Well, that's something about Adam Baldwin that he did with this character that he was always touching things.
Smelling them.
Touching, smelling, tasting. He's very tactile.
Oh,
yeah. Look, even the preacher.
Oh, gosh,
she's going with the women.
Look at Adam's face.
Clients, I
just... And here's the line that lived in infamy.
We look so glamorous together.
I'll be in my bunk.
Thank you very much, Adam Baldwin.
Now, meanwhile, on the other side of the ship, in the less ornate shuttle, the non-Anara shuttle.
Was River in here messing around?
Oh, yeah, now this day, you confessed to me that you didn't know your lines so well.
I can't even...
I can.
And now that I look back, I remember having to put that box down a whole bunch of times.
No.
I had learned the essence of it, not necessarily the words I had to say.
You often worked in only essence.
Well, that's really the part you have to learn first, is why you're saying what you're saying. I just couldn't remember what it was I was finally saying.
Is essence the root word of essential?
I can't stand the thought of something happening that might cause...
I think it definitely could be. I'd vote yes.
I just can't take that right now. Okay.
Yeah, we're having marriage problems. Yeah. So I screwed up this ship.
There's that look on your face. Now you're not joking all of a sudden. There's like this. There's moments when Wash brings it down.
And look how beautiful she is. And she doesn't punch me.
I might.
And I
yeah.
don't mind sitting this one out.
Again, taller than me.
Oh, this is a Fang Tsang Fung culture,
yeah.
But I don't have Chinese.
Yeah, there's the Chinese again.
Nice Chinese.
Thanks. You always said that, but I never was quite comfortable with my Chinese. I always thought I could do better.
Bye, hon.
I'm so solid on my Chinese.
For beers with the fellas.
I would just make up words.
So?
You sure would.
And hope that nobody caught me. I remember tamale. Being
you said tamale.
Tamale.
God, look, there's us. There's us in there.
And now?
And you always, whenever you pulled the shuttle over the ship, you always cut it really close.
Yeah.
Now, what to say about this scene?
Oh. This is a space massage, which is different from a normal massage.
Or a spassage.
Or a spassage.
I should have done this weeks ago.
Yeah.
I've been here weeks ago.
Now, I believe this scene
yes.
had to be reshot.
I believe it did, too.
Surprisingly enough, so did the sponge bathing scene in the pilot.
With Morena.
Yes.
I believe you're correct. I remember hearing that as well.
Yes,
I think it was actually reshot twice.
The Jane sponge bathing scene, I think they cut.
Halfway through filming it.
Yes.
Do you know that?
He started to shave his back, and then it was break for lunch and didn't come back to it.
Oh, yeah.
It tends to be
now, this is...
Now, this is Catherine Kendall.
And the fact is...
Yes, lovely girl. She came and worked a few days.
Always be oneself in the company of men. Never.
She's very talented. She's very pretty.
So no show.
Yes.
And I think the two of these girls were real troopers, really sold this scene. And
they didn't show all of it, because there was all of that stuff after the kissing.
What?
When it progressed.
Is there like a copy I could get a hold of?
The interesting thing is the counselor falls for the same reasoning that Inara gives everybody. I chose you. they're all like, I don't think I can. She goes, but I chose you. And they go, well, what are you going to do? It moves forward. That happened a few times.
Now, this I remember was really difficult because the light in our eyes. Look at you. Look at you trying to stare at that light.
Yeah, there's some guys out there with lights in their hands just moving them around.
Just wheeling them back and forth in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was fired from...
I thought that was very clever little banter there you got there.
Fired from a fry cook opportunity.
Yeah.
I wonder... Oh, we also... There was a scene in here that is cut where we're talking about the two women.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was too bad they didn't keep that going.
Now, this hill, we had to start much farther down, and that wasn't light. And so it looks like I'm overacting, but I'm just actually reacting like any weakling would.
Yeah, you had to carry that box a lot, and you wanted some weight in it so it didn't look fake.
Yeah, because I'm like...
Then later you were sorry.
Yeah.
That's you looking tough.
That was, yeah, that's my attempted tough. See, I'm moving my shoulders around, cracking my knuckles.
It's another day out in the middle of nowhere in the desert.
I drove my car 135 miles an hour that day.
Officer.
It was great. There was nothing out there. It was flat. You could see for miles.
Yeah. Stuff legends are...
Okay, I want to show you. Look where you hit me. Boom. Right in my stomach. Now, did you see that? That was real. That was real. That was the air in my lungs escaping.
I remember that was one of those days where my pants were full of dirt. Anytime you have to keep diving into the dirt, a couple fistfuls wind up in your pants. This I enjoyed because they always worked out together. The two of them were buddies.
Yeah, such an odd pairing. And again, Jane gets into his demented stare. Those are two fancy ladies there.
See, this is the story that he's watching them. It's all about this, but there's this little side bit.
His legs come up.
Got it.
I think... It was one of those looks that was, you know, that line between Morena and Inara that, oh, I'm over you. She could give you that one.
I so enjoy watching Adam and Ron.
We'll take the mule.
I'll go with you.
Yeah.
No offense, Shepard. I sure as hell hope they don't need
it. I really enjoyed this show. Why did it get canceled?
I don't know. I've got my theories.
Let's move.
I was always watching different shows when I was on. What was that one? God, I can't even remember the name of that one.
Which one? Fastlane.
Yeah, whenever you're so deep undercover. Anyway, speaking of deep undercover, Ron is quite a preacher here. Again, he shows his amazing talent for knowing way too much about military things and killing.
I also read on the internet that people are big fans of Jane's hat here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My question is, why don't they gather up that medicine? That's worth a lot of money right there.
I think they did once we were off. Once we go off of them.
I sure hope so.
Because they look at this as the thing that a fast-burning rocket makes.
Fast-burn rocket shuttle.
That's right.
Like that, not commonly part of a ship. More likely, we're looking at...
My baby knows what's going on.
I enjoyed those days out in the desert. I believe we sat up on one of those rocks and talked to Reggie for a long time.
That's right. Yeah. In the middle of nowhere. Now this is the torture room, which Tim Minear, brilliant writer, producer, always mocked because if you could actually see the walls, it looked like wood paneling. It was a sadistic way of torturing people, put them in a room full of paneling. It was the worst place you'd want to be.
Now, Jim Cotner didn't want us to know too much about the inside of this room. I had come in, I took a peek around, as I always like to do, but... He didn't want us to know too much about this room before he blindfolded us and kind of threw us in there. We did a rehearsal or two, and then we started filming this.
Jim Cotner, the director of this episode.
That's right. Wonderful man.
Jimmy.
Very clever.
Yes, and we didn't know where we were. Every time this scene ended, we'd pull these things off, and we'd be in different places.
Yeah, we'd find out where we ended up.
Yeah.
I found it a little distracting.
When, as you're watching it now, that we're just moving around so much?
No, being blindfolded at the time. Not being able to see.
Well, there was also a lot of very dangerous things in here, like on most pieces of the set, like metal things. There were hooks hanging from the ceiling at one point. Do you remember that?
Yeah, we had to get rid of those.
Yeah, because we were just wandering around bumping into stuff.
You know,
keep our heads.
Yeah, this is one of those Wash Captain conflict moments.
Yes, one of the many.
We conflicted a lot. It always had something to do with Zoe. Because you were always hanging with Zoe.
And your devil may care-edness.
Yes.
And your ne'er-do-well edness.
I do well. We are a complex, it's a complex relationship between Zoe and I.
Layers upon layers upon layers of acting challenges.
She sort of obey?
I think a lot of people might look at me there and then look at Gina and go, I don't see it.
And I'm two of them.
And I don't have anything to, you know, explain why they should see it, but yeah, they don't.
She trusts me.
She's a warrior. I'm sort of a chicken, I guess. Although not in this episode.
Now, before this episode, you and I didn't have many scenes together. And if we did, they weren't long scenes at all. So I remember being very excited to work with you and do some of this dramatic stuff that was coming up. And we got together and we rehearsed some stuff.
Yeah.
Look at you in the back there.
Yeah, there was two readings of the what. The what? You know, and the I see they
which
went.
Which I always like.
The what? Yeah.
Anything having to do in the kitchen, I always enjoyed, because usually if you were filming something in the kitchen, it meant that everybody was going to be there.
Yeah,
it was very much a gathering place on the ship.
Paid you for that other job. It was already returned to him.
Could be. He's harboring some resentment at us. Putting his man through.
That great lighting.
Yeah.
Flared lights. That's thanks to Mr. David Boyd.
David Boyd was cinematographer, and he was amazing. He was really... His touch was everywhere. So now she's going to get back her baby, which would be me, and I guess she might pick you up as well. Ooh. We did this for 2 days?
Yeah. After 2 days, I said, you got to bring the voltage down a little. This is crazy.
You're right. I remember that. You got hot under the collar.
Right.
Now look, now I have a black eye, so we've been beaten now. Yeah. This was off-camera beating that happened.
Right. Well, now you also had the blood in your eye that wound up staining your contact lens.
And it wouldn't come out. It was bright, bright red. It was an accident, but it was a lucky accident.
Yeah, it worked. It looked like you really got worked over.
Yeah. Yeah, but after 2 days of this clenching your muscles like this, and then letting them go, hurt.
Yeah.
2 days, we were both sore.
And the metal panels that we were resting our heads on were not...
they were actual metal.
Yeah, they were. So you're shaking your head against that thing. I had to get them to put little foam rubber strips in there. I think I had to spend a little longer on the stretcher than he did.
Yeah, you did.
Of course.
Yeah, I was... I liked the opportunity to do this scene where we're talking... trying to stay alert by talking about Zoe while we're being tortured. But being tortured is not fun. Ultimately, there's the red eye.
Yeah.
And I want to point out that most actors would have a problem with vanity, knowing that their shirt is going to be open and people are going to be able to see their chests and their stomach.
Right.
Me, not so much. I am. I let myself go. No, I've got a big old belly in this one too. I think I'd eaten a big lunch that day. There you go, Alan. That's great acting. I told Joss afterwards. I think I told you as well that after watching the scene the first time, I thought, wow, Nathan is amazing in this. See, there's the weight. See?
Well, yeah. See,
a little punch right there at the bottom. Anyway, I feel like you did a great job in Firefly, and I was doing a great job in The Deer Hunter. I forgot where I was. Look at me. I
really enjoyed
it. Didi Mao. I don't know what's happening. One more bullet. Yeah.
I did enjoy this scene, though. I enjoyed it in its... there was a couple of versions before this one. One version before this one that was a little lighter, and I like that they made it a little darker.
Yeah. Leave it to Joss Whedon to make it a little darker.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got that touch. See, my baby can fly too. I think that might have been one of the first things that attracted me to her.
unarmed.
Maybe I should stop calling her my baby since she's married.
Yeah, to a guy who could really whoop your ass. I haven't seen The Matrix 2 yet, but I'm going to. It hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
So now we see Gina. She's doing that super spy thing where she's counting the men. She's looking at what kind of security they got. She wants to know who's where and what.
And this is great. This
no white after Labor Day.
This was all CGI'd in later. We obviously didn't have that major hole there in the studio.
Right. But those now, guys are pretty clever with those.
Look how much future we have in the using card key system still. But I guess it suggests
it's a future
a lock. It's a future card key. It's encrypted with all sorts of things we don't even know about. That Tiffany's lamp was an actual Tiffany's lamp on his desk. It was very, very expensive. That lamp in the background.
Did you ask him if you could have it?
They just told me to get away from it.
This I love. When you're telling her to run.
Run.
Yeah. Very effectual.
No, it really it pulls at my heartstrings. That you have genuine fear for her.
See all that chest hair I have?
Should be more than enough to buy back my men.
More than I got on my head.
It's pretty macho. Wash is crying. This guy's sick and twisted.
And to me, you notice that. So he keeps her cool.
I think this is not enough. Not enough for two. But sufficient perhaps for one.
But I just love watching him work.
I'm sorry.
She doesn't. Yeah.
You're going to ask me to choose, right? Do you want to finish?
She doesn't need time. Now, the question is, did she save me because I was too big of a weenie and I was going to die? Well, hello. There's your answer. Right there. Yeah.
Now, this is nice that we're being able to watch this in Letterbox as well.
Yes.
This is something they wanted to do was shoot it Letterbox and air it Letterbox, but something that Fox did not want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
why was the show canceled? Hey, this is a great moment here. Look, I have a head. Oh. Ugh, your ear comes off, which is really hard to look at. Now, I put my head behind this thing, and then when you shoot it from the other angle, I'm headless Wash. You can't really see that where my head went.
My God, that must have been CGI.
Headless Wash. And we take the ear back.
This was nice.
And she tucks it in her bra.
Just no reaction from Gina. I just love that you can't get under her skin like that. Poor Wash has got to hide his face.
And that was really hard, this, walking away with you screaming like that. Because you were screaming really loud.
Yeah, I was pretty hoarse after those. There was a few days in that torture chamber, and I was hoarse after this time. Now, I know what you're going to say. Because I've heard you say it before, that you're not happy with this scene. Because they filmed it out of order.
Yeah, and look, I'm not wet, and I haven't been tortured yet. No. We did this before we did the torture scene.
But, people watching this, I think, if they're just watching it, they're going to really enjoy it. And if they come back and watch the DVD commentary and listen to you complain, they're going to go, what's he talking about?
This is going to
half kill. Of them will. The other half, not so much. But I think we got it by the end.
Days, if he can.
Yeah, this is the hero moment.
Bastard's not going to get Days.
Why are you laughing? That's very good. I really like that.
And see there, with my shirt open, I didn't have such a big lunch.
Yeah, you're much more spelt. Mm-hmm. You must have thrown up before the scene.
Well,
had some coffee.
Let's say we're under a lot of pressure to keep our weight down.
Here's something I really enjoy. Something you can always count on Jewel State for. Always, always, is her reactions. Watch this.
What is that? Oh.
Ears.
Yeah,
look at Morena.
The only time I just want to point out that Book ever used Chinese.
Oh, really? What?
That he uses Chinese there. It sounds almost Klingon the way he emphasizes it. Chan tan tu hua hua. It's great. Oh, what's going on downstairs?
Yeah, they got some sort of spur device.
Again, we come back to Sean Yu. That's Joss Whedon, I believe, who brought that in. That was in the first draft. That wasn't there. Use that to bring it all together.
I'm not sure what these noises were that I was making, but they seemed appropriate.
They make me cringe.
ordinary man.
Good gosh, you're not looking good in this one, man. It's you're just not pretty.
Yeah.
Like usual. That's just it. He's messed you up. And this special machine.
I find this very interesting, the stuff they did with this. I thought it was a really cool idea.
Precious. Only sea people don't look like that much.
See, you get all that. It's like. It's that, staying alive by witty banter.
Right. If you're going to kill me, I'm going to. In the face. I'm going down like a smartass.
Yes. In the face of sure death and torture.
Now this hurts.
Man! Man! Now here we go. We're coming to save you.
Here, six shots and then just drop it. Keep moving.
Yeah, I,
This here's suicide.
I liked that gun. That was fun.
Yeah.
It's a,
You didn't get the Cobra.
No, I didn't. I was.
Technically, it's a one man, one woman assault.
Yes.
A unisex.
See, I've got the vest on and I've got the jumpsuit tied around my waist.
That's natural.
Right. Oh, wait, did they? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, here it comes. Joss Whedon insisted I use this gun.
Was that his idea?
Yes, and there was also takes where I would acknowledge that it was too small, like, I need to get a bigger gun, and he didn't like that. He just liked the subtlety of it, but I hope people didn't think I was seriously thinking I was macho. I'm probably not. Yeah, this gun.
I love that the crew doesn't run smooth as far as Jane's look of disdain about what you two are about to do.
See, that gun belongs in a purse. That's my... We leave no man behind.
That was my makeup bag.
All right.
I'm with you.
Now...
One of us, Captain, wouldn't hesitate.
Everybody's getting guns in this episode. This was one of the more,
Don't the Bible have some pretty specific things?
Gun battle-y episodes, sort of military episodes.
Good word.
Gun battle-y?
I like it.
I'm gonna name
it. Is that hyphenated or just all one word?
I spell it with a hyphen. And then Vera.
Dun dun dun. He's all strapped down to the nines.
Let's go get the captain.
Oops.
Yep. He's dead.
And. Fade to suede. Now, you told me that Fox doesn't like to fade to black.
That's what I was told, that they didn't allow black on their network.
Interesting. Because fade to black, or it's a standard.
I guess they don't want anybody turning on the channel and seeing just black. Yeah. Not if you could fill it with some reality-based game show. I mean, why would you look at black if you could look at, you know, that kind of
thing? I found the blocking this scene very difficult.
I think you handled it well. This really shows your dancer background.
Thanks. I think just looking into my face, you can tell I have the legs of a dancer.
Now, what's he doing with that?
Well, this he takes low and commences eviscerating me.
They just brought you to life.
I've just about had enough by this point. I'm ready to give up.
Okay, now look at this. Somebody is flying like a champ. This'll work. And I think it's me.
With the lights off, champ.
Except for the comm static, I'm piping out on all frequencies.
Yeah, I had to loop this.
Power down since I fired the attitude thrusters a half hour ago.
It sounded better.
It should show up on their screens as a radar glitch if they aren't looking too close.
Do you remember what the reason was why you had to...
There was some click or pop sound off the camera.
Don't worry, Jane. And hitting a bullseye 6,000 miles away. That's my man.
You guys better get down to the bay.
We'll be at their front door in less than a minute.
That's a nice moment.
Baby. So that's where I got the...
There's the three switches.
Oh! You're right.
I like this.
I got it, baby.
Click, from a very calm preacher... Look at him just strapping that stuff down. He's got just a look of intent on his face. He's interested in doing his job. He's gung-ho. He's straightforward. He knows what he's doing. There's something up with that breacher.
This is great. This is our crew in action, taking on a Skyplex.
Okay, people. If it moves, shoot it.
Unless it's the captain.
Unless it's the captain.
I love that. I just love that. Unless it's the captain.
Yeah, she doesn't... I hate her with a gun in her hand. Look at that, first try.
Yeah, smack.
Now, this guy woke up. What's going on? And we're about to unleash the hounds.
Very often, you'll find that in Firefly, the bad guys will be found wearing hats.
Well, that's right.
A lot of our alliance, they all wear hats. Bad guys like to wear hats. Badger wears a hat. that.
Yeah. In the first episode, nice hat. Yeah, they got hats on. Look at them.
Now, I'm sure these guys are going to end up okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure nothing's being.
Whoops. I remember finding out that they were blowing up my mule, because I always got to drive that thing.
And you were pretty upset.
I was.
We didn't lose it.
And then it was in.
But we got it back just charred.
Yeah. I think it would have been a little bit more than just charred, personally. Or when we got out of here, I don't think we had time to get the mule. Wow, that's creepy.
Oh.
It's great.
Man.
I remember the grenade. It took a few takes for her to get the grenade in the hallway.
I remember the smell coming off that stunt, man. It was kind of like sweet pork. Just roasting. Nice shot.
Ah, great stunt, too. That looked great.
Here's what I enjoy about this. You watch Jane shooting in here. He doesn't blink when he shoots. He never closes his eyes. He's a machine.
And he leads with his gun.
Yeah.
Always leading with a gun. Adam Baldwin has done a lot of action type scenes in his
soldier
life.
Yeah. Type stuff.
He's the guy to go to when you had to ask, how does this look cool? How do I make it look cool? Because I look like an idiot, I can tell. Look! I shot somebody. I had that shotgun.
Those are always fun days, walking around with blanks and your gun getting ready to blow something up.
It takes a very long time. I was surprised at how long it takes to do gun battles.
Now, this guy got a taste of the same medicine, and it looks like it hurt me more than it hurt him.
I'll agree.
Maybe I didn't get it in him right.
I think he was underacting.
Looks like business ain't running so much as crawling away. You want to meet the real me now?
Hello.
Yeah, I want to go back and do that again.
That scene? That moment?
Yeah, that moment.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just swell.
See, that's where we're different.
Now look at...
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Her husband may do the Matrix movies, but she's got that same skill. That ability just to...
Whoa. I don't think he's hiding enough. He could have got clipped there.
He's a preacher.
That's a neat little gun. Got a little kind of cowboy with that.
It's got a laser sight on it, too. Now look, it's just... breaks my heart to see her.
Ooh.
Oh.
Get behind us, preacher, we need cover!
Get behind us, preacher, we need cover. And they just leave the girl after that? That's...
Yeah, they should have taken a good look at her face, knowing she wasn't ready.
Look at this.
Yeah. I'm glad they're all terrible shots.
Me too.
She dropped the gun.
She's not going to kill. I mean, would you kill? I don't think I could. I guess as a character, I did. I would.
In this situation, I don't think I would kill. I think I would just hand the gun to River. That was sweet.
That's a big gun.
They reshot this little sequence as well to make the shots more difficult.
Ah.
Because before they were lined up.
Lined up.
Can stop me. Oh, she's spooky.
Yeah. Now, see, this scares Kaylee, which comes back in another episode.
Objects in space.
Yes, objects in space. Brilliant.
This is another thing about Michael Fairman here. Boy, could he take a punch.
Now, this is, again, the barbed wire stuff.
Right.
And it's too bad Niska gets away. So it looks like...
Bang! Stuntman got a nice knock on the back of his head. He had a little graph-shaped bump on the back of his bald head from hitting the deck down there. Yeah, that was Tim. He was a real tough kid.
Oh, my gosh. Tim did he did Jane stunts. He was great. Knocked unconscious at one point.
Yeah, we almost lost him. He didn't know what year it was. Yeah, it was pretty scary. Tim, take care of yourself.
No, it's not.
Oh. I like that's funny. It's sort of a Tarantino kind of...
Now, that was something that the actor that played the torturer wasn't willing to do, was get all squibbed up and...
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's too bad about what happened to him there.
He was afraid. He was afraid he'd get hurt. Now, you get this dermal mender from the counselor.
Yes.
The lesbian counselor. What's she doing with the dermal mender?
She has access to these things. She's a head of government.
Oh. I thought she was sticking other body parts on her.
Sure to, thanks for counsel.
I remember after we finished filming this scene, we filmed a website promo for Out of Gas. So right before this, right after this, maybe a couple days, Out of Gas aired.
Uh-huh.
We all took up arms in that little piece of action back there.
There's a little interesting tidbit.
Oh, that's maybe, right. Maybe and you were all beaten up in the promo or
right.
something.
But they scattered it. They made it all fuzzy.
I never shot anyone before.
I was there, son. I'm fair sure you haven't shot anyone yet.
And the captain thought it was funny, too. Hurts himself.
I like this relationship with the captain, Kaylee.
Yeah. And then... spooky.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
I see you. I see dead people.
I hear what you're thinking.
Yeah, she's crazy go nuts.
Yeah, I love teasing her about being crazy.
You know, it's funny. I went over to Gina's house and she made me a meal and it was so delicious. A crazy good cook. And I always thought of her as being a bad cook.
What?
Just because of the show, because she didn't like the cook in the show. But her actual, the person, Gina,
yes,
is an amazing cook.
Fantastic. Brunch at her house, that was that pool party brunch.
Yes.
She saw it. Beautiful.
Did you tell her?
Look at this.
Your husband is demanding.
Now, this had to be reshot.
Yeah, it was killing me, too.
What?
I had to be all sexy with Gina.
Well, that's why it had to be reshot. You guys were tongue-kissing in the first version or something like that.
That was my idea.
No. That was the torture talking. Remember the torture?
Yeah, she's...
Look at all her hair down like that. She's just a goddess.
Yeah.
But you yeah. and I...
On another Joss Whedon show. I guess you as well. Everybody's...
I understand.
Working for the man.
Yeah. That is a comedy entrance.
Well, that is just downright unsettling.
Now, I want to point out the SWAT on the behind here.
We'll be in our bunk.
In the bunk right there. I asked her like the first episode, I was like, do you mind if I slap you on the butt from time to time, since you're the powerful one in the relationship, that sort of lets you know that there are quieter moments where it's a little more equal and I'm taller than you.
Well, there we have it. That was War Stories. Thanks, Alan, for being here. Thanks for coming over to the house and hanging out.
Yes, you need to clean this place up.
I'm getting on top.
But I appreciate you, there's David Boy, I appreciate you having me over.
No problem.
I hadn't watched it before. That's not true. I watched it when it came out.
The score by Greg, the music, I think, is more than half of the episode. It's just, I go back and watch episodes just to hear the music.
Well, all right.
Thanks very much for watching.
Yeah, you said you're going to watch that porn now, so I'm going to go.
Good. I'm going to also order some Chinese, so if you want something, just let me know.
Thanks, man.